and altar services and your evening prayers, and it said something like, in God's hands, you're in good hands. Hallelujah. In God's hands, you're in good hands. And when He's taking care of us, He can get the job done, can He? Hallelujah. Amen. Every time, you know, I'm going through the little minivan there and getting the French fries and the chicken strip remnants and the Cheerio remnants, you know, and grabbing them and chucking them out into some parking lot somewhere and think, you know, some sparrow is going to come along and find his lunch. Amen. And if he's taking, if God's making sure they're getting their afternoon meal or their breakfast or their dinner, amen. And you know, I know maybe you never thought of it like that, but it just, that, you know, that's some weird. But hey, God's taking care of the sparrow. Amen. They're not getting up stressing about where they're going to find it. Amen. But God's setting it all, amen, in order before they ever come along. Amen. And if he can take care of the sparrow, he can take care of me and you. Hallelujah. Amen. First Chronicles here tonight is where I want to start reading. First Chronicles is going to be a little different tonight. I just really need the Lord's help. I felt good all week, really. Had a little bit of a rough day today. And so I'm not going to attempt to keep us very long. Just want to share something that's been on my heart. Get out of the way and let the Lord move around these altars. But in 1 Chronicles, the 28th chapter, First Chronicles, chapter number 28.
Hallelujah.
Verse number 1, if you have it there, shout amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for standing for the reading of God's word. We're grateful for all the visitors that are here tonight. I know I didn't mention that, but we're so glad that you're here. And I just appreciate you so much. Trust that you've already been blessed. I want to encourage you just to get right in, help us preach and pray around these altars and just allow yourself to receive from the Lord. 1 Chronicles chapter 28 and verse number 1. And the Bible said, and David assembled all the princes of Israel, the princes of the tribes and the captains of the companies that ministered to the king by course, and the captains over the thousands and captains over the hundreds and the stewards over all the substance and possessions of the king and of his sons, with the officers, with the mighty men and the valiant men unto Israel. Then David, the king, stood up upon his feet and said, hear me, my brethren and my people. As for me, I had in mine heart to build an house of rest for the ark of the covenant of the Lord and for the footstool of our God, and made ready for the building. But God said unto me, thou shalt not build an house for my name, because thou hast been a man of war and hast shed blood. Howbeit, the Lord God of Israel chose me before all the house of my father to be king over Israel forever, for he hath chosen Judah to be the ruler. And of the house of Judah, the house of my father, and among the sons of my father, he liked me to make me king over all Israel. And of all my sons, for the Lord hath given me many sons, he hath chosen Solomon, my son, to sit upon the throne of the kingdom of the Lord over Israel. And he said unto me, Solomon, thy son, he shall build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be my son, and I will be his father. Moreover, I will establish his kingdom forever, for if he be constant to do my commandments and my judgments as at this day, now therefore in the sight of all Israel, the congregation of the Lord and the audience of our God, keep and seek for all the commandments of the Lord God, that ye may possess this good land and leave it for an inheritance for your children after you forever. And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father. Serve him with a perfect heart, with a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts and understandeth all imaginations and the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. Take heed now, for the Lord hath chosen thee to build an house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it. Hallelujah. Amen. For just a little while here tonight, I want to talk about who, and I want to talk about when. Amen. Stretch your hand this way and ask God to anoint me. Father, we love you. We're grateful for the power of your Spirit that we have felt in the worship tonight. We're grateful, Lord. We know that we're at your mercy once again behind this sacred desk, needing your anointing, needing your unction. God, the quickening of your Spirit. Lord, let me operate independent from this carnal mind which is enmity against you. Lord, let the mind of the Spirit take control of these lips. Lord, move, speak your words. Bring life to every heart and every hearer. Move around these altars here tonight. Challenge, Lord, the elders and the young people alike in this service. Move in this service. In Jesus' name we pray. And the church said, amen. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. Take heed now for the Lord. Amen. That's when. Now. Amen. For the Lord hath chosen you to build an house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it. Amen. He's talking, I understand, to, amen, his son Solomon. He's speaking to the children of Israel. This is the Old Testament. And he's talking about the temple. We live in the New Testament. And we understand that, amen, that concept of the temple in the New Testament is now no longer a building. Amen. But it's a body. Amen. Paul said that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. It's a, amen, a life that is that representation of God's, amen, God's habitation. Amen. And so if we can kind of bear that in mind as we, amen, as we kind of spring from this story, amen, in this Old Testament, a literal building, but keep it in our hearts and in our minds, and it's not God's will, amen, to dwell in a building here tonight as much as it is for him to possess and dwell in individual hearts and lives. Amen. If you look at the context of our little story here, amen, it's a very strategic time in the history of the children of Israel. Amen. The nation is making a transition of leadership, and they're trying to, amen, to make it happen smoothly as possible. Amen. They're not wanting this stability to be compromised. Amen. David's fading off the scene. Amen. He's in his elder years, and amen, just a few days left. He's very weak. If you read, amen, the previous chapters, he's bedridden. Amen. And he gathers the children of Israel, all the people together there in Jerusalem. He wants to make, amen, one final address to, amen, to his children and his people and the tribes, amen, and the nation that God had used him so mightily to bring together and to raise. Amen. He's wanting to make an address, one final address. Amen. And if you notice, the Bible said that he stood up. Amen. As he begins to address his, amen, this nation. And I love it. Amen. I love David. He's a man of vision. He's a man, amen, that's seen a lot further. And here he is at the end of his life, but he stands up and he gives them, amen, the next generation. Amen. Looking way beyond his years. Amen. He looks way beyond his, amen, influence. And he tries to pour in, amen, to this upcoming generation and give them some, amen, some very specific instructions. Amen. He lays out some blueprints. Amen. He's not just concerned about his throne. He's not just concerned about his reign. Amen. But he's concerned about the kingdom. And oh, if there was ever a time when me and you needed to be concerned about the kingdom, it is now. Amen. Too often we're concerned about us four and no more. Amen. Our family, our church, our fellowship, our state. Amen. But oh, amen, we need a group of people to rise up in 2014. Amen. With a heart and a mind for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Amen. David begins to exhort the people. Amen. He begins to lay out, amen, his desire to see a house, amen, built for the Lord. He said, you know, I had a heart to build God a habitation and in a house. Amen. It wasn't going to happen. It wasn't going to work for him to be able to do it. Amen. But I want us to understand that David made some preparation. And even though God let him know it wasn't going to happen in his time, and it wasn't going to happen on his watch, amen, even though he didn't get discouraged, he didn't give up, amen, he didn't throw it to the next generation and say good luck, amen, but he
He said, amen, I'm going to start making some preparation. Amen. If you study that, I'm going to take, amen, through all the details, amen, of all that he prepared, but David started gathering materials. Amen. He knew he'd never pick up a hammer, Brother Jimmy. Amen. He knew he'd never, amen, pick up a shovel and break ground. Amen. He knew he'd never, amen, pour the mortar. Amen. But he started gathering the cedars. Amen. He started gathering the silver. Amen. Pound and pound after pound of gold. Amen. Everything that God had put in his heart. Amen. The materials that needed to be used. Amen. The blueprints right on down. Amen. He gathered it up and he set. Amen. He set Solomon up to succeed. Amen. Can I preach to, amen, can I preach to this elder generation right here? Amen. And tell you how much I appreciate you. Amen. Can I tell you how much that, amen, that us as a younger generation need, amen, your influence. We need your wisdom. Amen. But we need your resources. Amen. I'm not just talking about silver and gold. Amen. But I'm talking about the resources of your wisdom. Amen. The resources of your experience. Amen. The things that you've been through. Amen. Some of you that sit, amen, into service tonight, you got some gray hairs. Amen. You've been through some things. Amen. You've been through some valleys and up some mountains. Amen. And oh, we need to hear, amen, the stories. Amen. Young people, sometimes we're guilty, amen, of rolling our eyes a little bit when one of these elder saints of God, amen, stands up and starts telling a story. Amen. And we've heard it time and time again. Amen. But I'm here to tell you one day, amen, I said one day you're going to wish you could hear it just one more time. Amen. How that God brought them out and brought them through. Amen. I'll just tell, keep, amen, I come today and keep telling the story. Oh, yes. Amen. And David, amen, stands up, that man of vision, amen, looking far beyond his years, laying it out how it ought to be. Amen. In Acts in the second chapter, amen, Peter prophesying about the last days. Amen. He said that the, amen, the young men was going to be seeing visions. Amen. But the old men were still going to be dreaming dreams. Oh, I wonder here tonight. Amen. Do we still have an older generation? Amen. That's dreaming the dream. Amen. That feels the fire. Maybe you don't have the energy like you did 20, 30 years ago. Amen. But are you still dreaming the dream? Amen. Do you still have a little spring in your step? Amen. This younger generation needs to see. He lays it out. Amen. He lays up the storehouse. Amen. He sets them up to succeed. Gives them the blueprints. Amen. And he shows them where the gold is. Here it is. I'm going to try to set you up. And how many tries to do that for your kids?
Yeah.
Amen. Some of you have to have. Amen. You have gone to great lengths to set your kids up to succeed. Amen. Financially. Amen. Educationally. Amen. Those of you that are paying and sacrificing to send your kids to, amen, to school, I appreciate it. Amen. Not just because that's where I draw my check, but amen. But listen to me. Amen. This is an investment. Amen. What you don't realize, you're setting your children up. Amen. You're preparing them to succeed. Amen. You're showing them, amen, where the gold is. Amen. You're not just throwing them out to the world and saying, amen, go try to mine it out and go try to dig it up. Amen. I'm grateful, brother and sister, that my mom and daddy, amen, made some sacrifices early on. Amen. They showed me and my brothers where the gold was. And if we're broke today spiritually, amen, if we're broke today in a natural sense, it's not my mom and daddy's fault. Hey, they taught us how to work. Amen. They taught us how to make a living. Amen. But more importantly, listen right here. Amen. They taught me how to pray. Amen. They taught me how to fast and how to seek God. I watched them. Amen. When trials came and hard times come, I watched how they handled it. Amen. And I saw, amen, there's some gold up there. Hey, hey. Amen. They stored it up and they pointed me to it. Amen. And said, when you get the vine and you need the riches and you need the power, amen, here's where it is. Woo. Amen. You know what it says to our children? At the beginning of this service, when we gather around here, lay hands and anoint with oil and believe God to heal. Amen. You know what we're doing? We're pointing our children to the gold mine. Woo. Yeah. Amen. end of the train. Amen. You knew where to go. Yeah, you knew where to go was. Amen. He was born at night, but it wasn't last night. Amen. He knew where granddaddy found the gold. Amen. Where daddy finds the, amen, the help, the strength. Oh, let's do everything that we can do to show our children where it's really at and what's really important. Oh, amen. I preach a while and where it's not. I could preach about where the gold's not. But I don't know if that benefit is here or not. You know where it's at. Amen. I've heard that the bankers, as they're going through their training, those tellers, and they're teaching them how to recognize that counterfeit bill. They don't sit there and break down how the crooks do it and how the hot stuff feels. Amen. They just make them handle the real. The reality. And no matter what they come up with out there. Amen. As soon as they come across that fake one, they're gonna know. Amen. Because they've handled that reality. And they know how it feels. Amen. They know how it looks, but more importantly, they know exactly how that real feels. Amen. Does anybody here know how, amen, the real feels? Amen. Come on now. I've studied comparative religions and cults. Amen. That was one of the classes they had us take at Bible school. And I'm not against knowing what you believe and why you believe it. Amen. And being better equipped and prepared. Amen. How to handle some of these, false doctrines. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, friend, the best. Amen. I said the best antidote to false doctrine. Amen. A false religion. Amen. It's to let our young people get around these altars and feel the reality. Yeah, let them know how it is. Amen. To feel the good spirit of God.
Oh, hallelujah.
And as soon as they come across that's false. They'll know it in a heartbeat. So, I can't explain it. I can't tell you exactly why. But have you ever come across somebody? Everything is slick on the outside, but something's not right. It wasn't the reality. It wasn't what I'm used to feeling. Let's show them where the gold is, parents. Let's show them where the gold is. Hallelujah. So I appreciate you, mom and dads. I appreciate you, grandma and grandpas.
Yes.
The older generation. The David generation.
Yes.
I'm saying, here's the blueprint. You know how it is. You know where it's at. Amen. Solomon was he grew up hearing daddy's songs that he wrote out there in the pasture. He grew up singing them same songs. Amen. Hearing those scriptures read, memorizing. Amen. Just like a lot of you and I. Solomon. Amen. Solomon grew up in Sunday school, if they had such a thing back then. Amen. And they had such things. It wasn't called Sunday school, I'm sure. Amen. But to talk about, amen, the best education and the law of God. Amen. The scribes and those, amen, that were responsible for teaching the king's sons. Amen. He knew the story front and back, no doubt. Amen. And David, and that's part of it. Amen. And that's wonderful. But I want to get on down here. Amen. To verse number 9. Amen. Where he said, "And thou, Solomon, my son." Hallelujah. Amen. I've told you where the gold is. I've told you where the silver is and the cedars. Amen. I've told you all these practical things. You watch me run the kingdom. You know the ins and the outs. Amen. But if you don't get nothing else, get this, sir. Amen. He kind of stops and he pauses. He points him out. Amen. He's standing there before the people and before his son. He said, "Now, amen, Solomon, my son, amen, know thou the God of thy father." Amen. If you don't get anything else I've said, if you don't get anything else you've seen me do, amen, you've got to know, amen, this God that your daddy has known and served. Amen. Now listen to me, young people. Amen. Those of us, amen, that have watched our parents and our grandparents go on before us. Amen. We're following their footsteps. Amen. They tried to set us up to succeed in every way. Amen. In education. Amen. In biblical standards and knowledge of the Word of God. Amen. You need to thank them for it. Amen. You need to thank God for it. Amen. But if you don't get all of that, amen, if you do get all of that, and you miss this right here, you miss it all. Hey, amen. There's something deeper. Hey, amen. Than just a head knowledge to know how it all goes and where it's all supposed to be. Hey, amen. We've got to know the God that we serve.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hey, amen. We're not. We don't believe in evolution, do we?
No.
I believe in 6 literal days of creation. Sure. You don't. Well, that's not all we sit down and talk about it. But I just believe it like the Bible said. I don't try to read into it. I don't try to add or take away. Just take it as word. Hallelujah. Amen. We don't believe in evolution in a natural sense. Amen. And we sure don't believe it in a spiritual sense, but it's almost like we do sometimes. Amen. Hello, it's coming. Amen. By osmosis, you know, just the more we're around it and the more we're in it. Amen. We've been raised in it, and so we've been around it so much that we've morphed into some kind. It don't work that way. Last time I checked, you're born into this.
You must be
born again. Amen. That's how. Amen. If you're not born again, you're not going to inherit the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Here we are talking about the kingdom again. Amen. If you're not, amen. You don't evolve into the kingdom. Amen. You're born into the kingdom. Amen. Solomon, you can sing the songs and you can quote the verses. Amen. But you're never going to evolve into a man of God. Amen. Young people, listen to me. Amen. You're never going to evolve. Amen. Empty. Yes, I understand there's a process. Amen. Yes, I understand there's growth. I understand all of that, but listen to me. There's got to be, amen, and a born again experience. Amen. A time at old fashioned altar. Amen. Where you, as a young person that's been raised around it, amen, comes in contact, amen, with a life changing God of heaven. And you get to know Him for yourself. Hallelujah. And you get to know Him on a day to day basis. David pointed his finger in his son's face. He says, you got to know the God of your Father.
God is your Father.
He wants to be your Father. And when I'm gone, He's give you direction. And when I'm gone, He'll give you wisdom. And He's going to need wisdom, won't He? Woo! Solomon's going to need wisdom, and he got it. Amen. Because he sought after. Amen. He said, if you seek Him with a perfect heart, you will find Him. Woo! Amen. Can I tell the young people here tonight? Amen. We know where the gold is. Amen. We know where the. Amen. For some of us, many of us here tonight, our parents have set us up to succeed. Amen. Just like David set Solomon up. Amen. But if we don't find a place of prayer, amen. If we don't find, amen, and realize that it's our time right now, amen, to rise up and be a part of the kingdom, we'll miss it all together.
So true, brother.
Oh God, help us. I'm gonna get us to these altars, Sarah, be fucking verse.
I have many sons.
Hallelujah. He had a whole bunch. A whole bunch of children that God had singled out to Solomon. There's a whole bunch of people God could use, but we're the ones that's here tonight. Who? Who? You. The Lord has chosen. Take heed, therefore, now. Right now, the Lord hath chosen you. Today. Amen. It's not for another time. It's not for when you get a little bit older, young people. Amen. It's not when you get a little bit, amen, a little more financially secure. Amen. Young married couples. Amen. It's not when you retire, elders. Amen. But the time to be a part of the kingdom is right now. Amen. It was a strategic time. Amen. For the children of Israel. I believe it's a strategic time for us in the kingdom of God here tonight. Amen. Right now. Amen. We've heard it. Amen. This past week. Amen. The past few weeks in revival. We've heard it from the evangelist and from our pastor. Amen. The time is running short, and the time is now. Amen. And the people, that's you and I. Amen. God has chosen us. Amen. To build the kingdom. Amen. And then He said, amen. Be strong and do it. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not here to tell you that it's going to be easy. I'm not here to tell you that it's going to be a cakewalk. Amen. I'm just telling you it's time to get to work, and it's going to be worth it. Hallelujah. Stand with me all over the house. Oh, I wish I could have preached better.
You're doing good. Preach good.
Oh. But He said the time is now.
Be strong.
And get it done. Roll up your sleeves, son.
Amen. He's got it all. You don't have to go to the gold mine. Your daddy's already done that. You don't have to dig it up, but you sure got to get a hold of it and put it to use. Whew. Amen. You don't have to chop them timbers down like daddy did. Hallelujah. But you got to get a hold of them. Get that foundation laid. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen to me, young people. Amen. It's time to get work. Amen. Time to get to work. Time to get to busy. Amen. Rolling up our sleeves. Amen. We've been given. Amen. In this generation, if you study the history of the church, we have more resources at our fingertips. Amen. Than any other generation has ever. Amen. I can put together a message in about 10 minutes that, amen, 50 or 60 years ago would have took somebody hours. Amen. But because of the technology, amen, because of the knowledge, because of the resources, amen. Oh, amen. Has there ever been more resources available, amen, to any generation than where we're at right now, financially, technologically? I don't think there's ever been a time, amen, like there is right now, but we're not getting busy. Whew. Be strong and get it done. Be strong and do it. Amen. Oh, what a charge. Amen. The elder generation made. Amen. Some of you young people have heard. Amen. The charge of these elders and some of these. Amen. That's asked us to come along. Amen. And get the. Amen. Well, amen. Sarah, come to the piano. I should have already quit. Amen. But if you're waiting, listen to me. My generation, you young people, if you're waiting, amen, for some of these elders just to quit, you know, and step aside before we step up. You got the wrong idea. My dad, you know, my dad, he's a strong man. He's a hard worker, but he's not what he used to be. I guarantee you that. And he'll tell you. You know, I don't mean any disrespect to him. Amen. But I've made the mistake a couple times of jumping down in that hole and trying to grab the shovel away from him. Get your own show. Hey, he ain't against me getting a shovel and getting down there with him. Hello. Amen, but you're not taking this from me. Amen, come on now. I ain't useless yet. Hey, amen, if you're waiting for these elders to quit praying, amen, you got the wrong idea. They're not going to quit praying. Amen, but oh, they're not going to. Hey, amen, what they're looking for is for some of us to come right alongside and say we're going to pray with you. Amen, we're going to take a little bit of this load. Amen, we're going to take it where it needs to be. Let's let them finish strong. My dad's not a big fan of somebody sitting around watching him work. He's not a big fan of me taking his shovel either. He's saying, get your own shovel, but get in here. Get in here. Let's get it done. Amen. And watch how he leverages that knee. Amen. Come on now. And watch how he... Amen. Watch how he strategically makes those cuts. Amen. And I've done it. I've been in there. Amen. 5 minutes. I'm wore out, and he's still going because he's got that leverage. Amen. He's got it all. Hey, are you hearing me? I know I've already got you standing. Amen. But young people, you need to be watching these elders, not in idleness. Amen. Not with arms folded. Amen. But in the trenches with them. Oh, amen. You've heard the stories of how they've made their way to the barn. Amen. And prayed. And you've seen them how they worked these altars. Amen. Let's start doing our best to fill. I know there's some big old footsteps to fill. Amen. But let's get. Amen. Let's get our shoulder underneath the load. Amen. Let's be strong. Amen. And do the work that needs to be done to build the kingdom. Bow our heads. Close our eyes here tonight. Father, we love you. We're grateful for every generation represented here tonight. The kingdom of heaven has been being built right here at Bethany for so many years. God, you see all the works that are being done, the ministries. You see those that have carried the load. Lord, some that are kind of just along for the ride, and they're watching and they've been learning, but they've not yet got down in the trenches. They've not yet got the tools and got busy. I pray you put it in the heart of every young person, every young married couple. Oh God. Start immolating these elders. Oh God. That your kingdom would be built. That souls would be saved. Lives changed. And that you would have a habitation, a place to dwell in this place. Everyone that will, let's gather around these altars. Young and old alike, there's a place for you in the kingdom of God tonight, and no matter where you're at, amen, the devil's been telling some of you elders that God don't need you, that he's through with you, and that's a lie. We need you. This younger generation needs to hear the stories. We need to see the examples. The enemy's told some of us younger ones that we're not ready, and that we don't have the experience, and that we don't have the strength, and amen, and that we're not worthy, and all 100 other things. But it's time that you and I that have been called to step up to the plate and say, Lord, help me be strong and work in your kingdom. Help us build the kingdom in these last days.
Rose of Sharon, show me how to grow in beauty.